With all the talk about reopening, there are some companies in Massachusetts that say it may not make financial sense for them to welcome customers back. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports, for them, it all depends on how strict the state's new rules are.
The rustle of dry beans and rice has always been part of the soundtrack at Mei Mei, an Asian fusion restaurant in Boston. But chef owner Irene Lee and her team aren't prepping for a dinner service. She steps outside to take my call and explains they're packing this food for customers to cook at home.
Right now, our dining room is holding a few thousand pounds of grocery product that we are distributing to different communities, and that is a revenue stream for us.
In fact, she says, it may be a stronger revenue stream than serving sit-down meals, at least in the short run.
We are pretty sure that we are not going to end up reopening our dining room when most other restaurants do. It's really not that feasible, and probably not worth it.
Not worth it if lingering physical distancing requirements mean reducing Mei Mei's already small seating capacity. Lee says she's rethinking her restaurant's business model. There's takeout, of course. Virtual dumpling classes at $33 a person have turned out to be a hit, she says. Maybe she'll even fire up Mei Mei's old food truck, which predates the restaurant.
I'm actually sitting out back on the rear bumper of the food truck right now. And it's funny because we retired the food truck about 2 years ago from public vending. But obviously, that might be a way for us to sort of make our comeback as a business.
And if the Mei Mei food truck starts rolling through Boston again, the streets may be a little clearer without this familiar sound.
We'll be going right by Faneuil Hall, which is a very popular tourist attraction here in Boston.
That, of course, is a duck boat, heard here in pre-coronavirus footage on the Boston Duck Tour's YouTube channel. With the Bruins boasting the best record in hockey and the Celtics among the top teams in basketball, Boston might have been destined for another duck boat parade next month. Now it's unclear whether championship athletes or anyone will get to ride the amphibious vehicles this year.
It's hard to get our head around, and we keep getting more cautious about opening.
Cindy Brown is Boston Duck Tour's chief executive. She says even if the state allows her company to resume tours in the near future, she'll have to think hard about whether it's possible to follow physical distancing rules and still turn a profit.
We don't want to do it wrong. We don't want to put guests or our staff at risk. And, you know, every time we learn more, we keep saying we can't rush opening because it might not be worth it until we can hit a certain threshold.
Brown estimates that threshold is 25 to 35% capacity just to break even. So something like the state's 40% limit on grocery stores would leave Boston Duck Tours with a razor-thin margin. And Brown says there's more than just the bottom line to consider.
If the experience is going to be a recorded tour instead of a live narrator, or, you know, people spaced and you can't be with your friends. If it's not going to be a good experience, we can't open because our product is too important to us. We'd rather wait until the experience can be good and make sure that we live up to our reputation.
Brown says she hopes the Duck Tours can return as a good experience and the tourists come back too sometime this summer.
And if worse comes to worse and we can't, then we'll come back next year still in business and able to preserve our capital to the point that, you know, when we do open, we're ready to go.
She thinks the business can hold out until 2021, if necessary, which could come just in time for the duck boats to lead a championship parade for the Tom Brady-less Patriots. We can hope, right? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.